Okay, yo, yo, yo. So today's May 11th. It's about gonna be May 12th almost. About 11:45 p.m. Now you know how it is. We're gonna give it to you raw, no filter. About 40 minutes post Knock Loose. The show at the Shrine sold out. I didn't know it was sold out. But I got my ticket right away when it first was announced. I had the pre-code and everything, so I locked in from the jump. Mind if I eat a little bite of my payday here? Because I'm fucking starving, I guess. So yeah, I got out here about 5 p.m. on the dot. I left my house about 3:30. I got here at 5 p.m. on the dot. I was like, I'm going to get messed up out here in time because I don't want to get trapped in some fucked up parking situation. And I happened to park on the second level of like the building right next to the shrine, which wasn't bad. Got off, got in line. And the last time I was at the shrine was a ghost inside. And it was outside. This time they had a show inside. And it was a show. Now, when I first got here, you know, I kind of sized up the crowd a little bit. I was like, damn, there's a lot of young kids. A lot of young kids. Not very many older folk like myself. And I was like, yo, I wonder if they know what's going to transpire. Because I feel like sometimes people don't know. Or they have an idea, but they don't understand it until they see it in person. But I know for a while, I spent $60 to check it or whatever it was. 55, whatever it was plus tax. I knew exactly what was going to happen. I just seen. I literally was in Las Vegas not 2 weeks ago. And I knew exactly what was going to happen. I had already memorized Knock Loose set from Sick New World. So I was like, okay, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew it was going to be monstrous. But there was three other bands on the bill, so let's get into it. Then I finished up my payday. Boy, I was dehydrating. I'm as dehydrated. I'm almost sucked down a whole liter of water right now. Anyways, Speed Hardcore, gang called Speed. Speed is very good. I actually moshed a little bit because I was like, you know what? I was tired of being pushed around, like on the rim of the pit. And I was like, let me just mosh a little bit so people just stop doing that. I don't know. There's not, I don't know, the pit etiquette these days is fucking shambles. There's also like, I don't know if it's a continuing trend of popular bands or, but there's like several different pits happening all at the same time and people, I don't know, like, see, this happened at KubaCon, where it's just like people that are on the rim just are pushing each other. But I think it's because there's pits behind them, on the front of them, and on the side of them. I don't know. Anyways, speed played. I don't know any speed songs. I can't tell you what speed, but I can tell you they remind me of a very old, like Madball, Terror. They had that kind of vibe to them, like very old school hardcore. And they're good. I mean, Pain of Truth. I just got into Pain of Truth recently. And I was like, Pain of Truth is the shit. They kind of have the same vibe. Speed has, I don't know, they're not the same band, but they're in that vein of hardcore, that style, where it's more like hardcore, not metal hardcore or, you know, post-hardcore, none of that bullshit. It's like old Sworn Enemy. That's what kind of I got the vibes I got from Speed. And you know, it's refreshing to hear bands like that once in a while, because everybody gets bogged down into the fucking the straight up breakdowns or the circle pit parts or like sometimes you get bogged down doing that. Like, not that I get bogged down, but I mean, sometimes every band is a fucking deathcore band, and you're like, damn, there's fucking deathcore out of everywhere. Like, or like every band, like right now, every band to me sounds exactly like Bad Omens or Sleep Token. Like, they all, like, the big metalcore bands, like, they all sound the same. Ghost Inside, and like, damn, do they not have a fucking, does nobody have a fucking, an identity of their own? Era, like, you know, not Motionless and White, but Ice Nine Kills. Like, they all sound the fucking same, bro. Anyways, Speed reminds me of old hardcore. They even got that vibe to them, and, you know, they were kind of rowdy. The crowd was very rowdy. So, I give them a 2 thumbs up. I might check them out. I'm not going to, like, become their biggest fan. Of the hardcore bands like that, I'd only listen to a few. Terror being one of them. Pain of Truth, randomly. But Pain of Truth, they're a very different band. And they make a lot of sense. They're an old school hardcore band, but they have guest vocals on like every song, and everybody brings a different flavor. Like, the song with 200 Stab Wounds is fucking insane, because it has like deathcore vocals on the fucking old school punk song, and I don't know, old school hardcore song, and it's like, it kind of makes sense. As a matter of fact, it really makes sense. Like, that's kind of what Knock Loose is, or used to be. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. Speed is good. I mean, I might take them. I mean, if it's like Harm's Way, Speed, and like, you know, Jesus Peace or something like that, that would be a good tour. Like, because everybody is different, but they all kind of do the same thing, but they're very different. And, you know, it would be a good lineup. Like, Speed would be good to add in to a bunch of other bands that I like. I give them 2 thumbs up. You know, check them out. Up next was Loathe. Now, I seen Loathe. Well, I didn't see them, but I was watching them while sitting down at Sick New World, and they played a completely different set. I don't understand their train of thought. But they kind of went with the softer set, and I was like, yeah, this is boring. Loathe has like 3 good songs, and the rest that they played tonight, to me, was geared towards, like, again, they sound like every other band that I just mentioned, big metalcore bands. But even softer than that, they're kind of more like borderline, not straight up emo, but They make sense for them to be on this tour because it kind of feel like the people that showed up for Knockloose also like them, and so it makes a lot of sense. But they played too soft. Too soft for me, and I was kind of like bored. And like, I don't know, and I think they're British from over there, and I'm like, they might blow up because of that, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, no, like, I won't, if it's, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, I would not pay attention to them, like, just, I wouldn't listen to them. I mean, they're okay, they're okay, they're just not my flavor of tea. I would only care to see them if, like, I was dating somebody and they were like, hey, oh my god, I like Lowe's, like, let's go to that show, Lowe's in, I don't know, like, The Ghost Inside or something, or Lowe's in Wage War. I would be like, okay, well, Lowe's is okay, they're not great. I would see them like that, but I mean, I wouldn't necessarily, somebody had to convince me to go a little bit. And that was Lowe's, so you take that with, I mean, I don't know if Lowe's is your favorite, but you take that with a grain of salt, because I'm like, eh, could have done without it. Moving past Lowe's, Show Me the Body is very interesting. I actually really like what they brought to the table. I did take a listen at some of their songs, and I was like, okay, what the fuck am I listening to? And seeing them live is completely mind-boggling. I'm going to need to sit down and listen to Show Me the Body. I mean, they won me over as a fan. I might, just out of curiosity, follow them around and see what the fuck they are doing. Because I cannot tell you, they make a lot of fucking noise for only three people. Homie is on the bass and on the fucking turntables at the same fucking time. Crazy. The drummer has like an EDM drum set, and the singer slash, you would, I want to say he's a guitarist, but he's got like a banjo type of guitar, and I'm just like, they have a very unique sound to them. They're not necessarily, they got hardcore riffs in there, but they got also like very melodic metal in there. But they're not metalcore. They actually sound very punkish. But they kind of sound like old Metallica as well. And I was like, yo, what the fuck am I? So I'm going to have to go through their catalog, and I'm probably going to follow them around, because I was like completely surprised by like what they brought to the table. They are not your typical hardcore band. They're not even I don't even know if you want to, I don't know what you can classify them as, because it's definitely not metalcore. It's definitely not hardcore. It's just some form of music that's heavy, it's loud, and it's very, very different from what anybody that I know is. So I'm gonna have to take Show Me the Body and sit down. Now, I was trying to ingest what I was like listening to. I got a very Metallica-ish vibe, but I got a very punk vibe, but I got, you know, a very like, yo, this band is wild. Like, they piqued my interest as a peak of an interest. Like, so every so often a band will do that, like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck, like, this is crazy. Like, Seven Dust did that to me the other day, and I was like, yo, am I gonna have to go fucking sit down and, like, listen to all this Seven Dust shit? Because why are they fucking heavy? And, like, I don't know if they play only old stuff, I don't know if they play new stuff. I don't know what Seven Dust plays. Denial is like the only song I know from them, and but like the set was ruckus. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, When did Seven Deaths just become some crazy, like, am I missing something? I don't know. I graduated high school 03. They were around a little bit before that. Maybe 4 or 5 years before that. So, I mean, they're more than 20 years ago since I was sitting them in earnest. So maybe they've come out with records and maybe they got some banging songs. I don't know. But just like that, I kind of feel like Show Me the Body. Like, yo, like, I have no idea any name of the song that they played. I cannot tell you. All I can tell you is how it sounded. And I kind of want to know that very long song that they played that's got a very, like, it sounds like a Metallica intro to a song. Like of a, not Ride the Lightning, but maybe like a, not quite like Battery, but not quite like some of their slow songs. And then it just gets ruckus after about a minute or two of that. And then it gets wild, and then it gets even crazier with the beat change. And then I don't know, the song is, I think it's like a 4 or 5 minute song, so I don't know, or maybe 6 minutes, I don't know, like, I can't, I'd have to find it. I'd have to find these songs, but they do have a very, musically wise, they're very talented. I don't know what the fuck they're playing, but musically, they're very talented, because they're making a lot of fucking noise for three dudes, and one dude is doing two instruments at one time, and another dude is singing and playing the guitar at one time, and half not playing the guitar, and doing some crazy shit, like, and then they have a drummer over there, like, he's doing the drums. They're very interesting. They're very, very, am I going to be their biggest fan? Will I go pay money to see them again? But they definitely did earn a solid, like, okay, I want to listen to what else they got. I want to hear what they got for me. I was like, okay, this is good. It's very, actually, the music is very good. But it's not hardcore. I don't know, like, what kind of mosh you would do. But, I mean, it's very good. I thoroughly enjoyed their set. I was, like, just kind of, like, watching, but hearing it, but seeing it. Kind of tripping. Again, I was tripping out about it. There's only three dudes up there. And these very, like, grandos. Oh, you said these grand songs. Like, okay, like, this is a good, this is wild. Anyways, moving on to the main course. We know what was, I knew what was going to happen. I had already visualized it. Again, I was like, yeah, I just see them as Sick New World. I kind of got an idea what they're going to play. So I've been ready since Sick New World. Sick New World, because you don't know. I don't know what they were going to do. I haven't seen Knock Loose before Sick New World for a minute. Matter of fact, I don't know when was the last time before Sick New World I seen Knock Loose. I think I seen them at the... I think I was mad because I seen them at the fucking Fox Theater and I didn't get a pit. I was mad. Maybe I seen them one time somewhere after that. I don't know. You have to go look back. I mean, I don't know. That's exactly why I do these podcasts. I sometimes take video. So fucking don't remember shit. Like, I know I've been to a lot of concerts. Because I've been to so many and I forget a lot. I mean, just, I seen them too in the House of Blues in Anaheim. I don't know if that was before or after I seen them at Fox Theater. Don't know. But I think I've seen him since sometime somewhere else. I seen them with Motionless in White. Okay. So, but that was last year, late last year, like September-ish. Okay, so I have seen them. But since Upon Loss, the singles, they've now have come out with the whole album. And I've been banging this, and the album, you know what? Knock Loose is the best fucking band right now in existence. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They're the most complete band, heavy metal band that I fucking have seen in a long time. If I was in Knock Loose person, if I was the main dude or the fucking guitar, anybody in that band, if I was put a fucking part of their team, I would fucking demand. And I know I just talked a little bit about Slipknot on another podcast, on the last one. But I would fucking punk Slipknot. They have every right to fucking demand, like, a lot of fucking money. They're just, they're the most complete band that I've seen in a minute. Everything from, they cannot do no wrong. They've got, it's a complete, I don't know if you've listened to, You Won't Go Before You're Supposed To. The album is sick. I listened to it yesterday about three times through, maybe four times through, because I was at work, and I was like, okay, well, now I can listen to it. I listened to it today about four or five times through, and, like, every fucking song is a mosh song. It's right. It hits me right in the fucking heart of everything I've ever loved about music, heavy music. There's only nitpicking drawbacks to it. It's a little short. Yeah, it's only like seemingly like it's, you can listen to it very fast. Like, I think it's only like 20, like less than 30 minutes, which to me is not bad at all. It's just kind of, it is a little bit on the short side compared to like Lap Tracks or A Different Shade of Blue. I think this is shorter. It kind of reminds me of A Tear in the Fabric of Life, about that long. But I think Tear in the Fabric of Life is a little bit shorter than that. Maybe that's like 20 minutes. This one's a little longer. But I mean, that's just a nitpick. The only other nitpick would be, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I kind of want them to, like, dive deeper into that spooky shit that they're trying to do. That's about it. I don't know. There's nothing really, I can't think of anything wrong with the album musically. Myself, personally, it's a tad on the shorter side of things. But I mean, fuck it. If they were gonna throw in three bullshit songs and it was be bland and drag the album down, then fuck it. Take those out and just give me that raw shit. The transitions between the songs, I can't. There's a song in there. Where the fucking, I don't know if it's a guitarist or who's making the noise. It sounds like it's a horror movie. It's in between Moss Covers the Saw and Take Me Home. If you listen to the album, that fucking, I don't know, like, and then the clicking of the drumsticks, like, that's well placed. Because that kind of opens up the end of the album really good. Like, when you're talking about, like, I think right after that is Slaughterhouse, and then there's Blinding Faith, and you know, Sit and Mourn. I kind of like, I get it. Like you have to understand that that's, if this was like an olden days, like a tape, that would kind of be where these other songs got a fucking more sinister. It's a more sinister vibe. It's actually a more goth vibe, if you ask me. So I don't know who's in charge, but I think they can expand on that a lot. And I prefer them to go that way, to be honest. They can make more hardcore songs, true. But the band is eventually going to evolve, and if they're going to make a transition to any fucking thing, I'd rather them go a Tear in the Fabric of Life style, or to the fucking, give me some fucking witchy vibes in the fucking shit. Give me some fucking demon shit. Like, okay, do it. Give me some like Marilyn Manson, but fucking hardcore music. Like, somehow make it work. Yeah, and I get it. They wouldn't have sold out to be in this fucking pop metal. This, actually, the term I've heard is mall metal, suburban mall metal. And yeah, you know who the fuck you are. Five Finger Death Punch, whatever Slipknot is now, Avenged Sevenfold, you fucking turd balls, suck a dick. That fucking bullshit. Get that shit out. Man, get that shit the fuck up out of here. It's been fucking made for fucking, like, 3-year-olds. I don't know who the fuck your targeted audience is with that kind of bullshit. Now, there's a lot of bands that do that. Anyways. The album is fucking good. But back to the show. It's been a minute. Well, I knew since Upon Lost, Deep in the Willow, and Everything is Quiet Now, when I seen them with Motionless White, they still played By the Grave. They're still playing a little bit more off of A Different Shade of Blue. Trapped in the Grasp of a Memory, I think, is off the tables now. You know, like, and I think off of Laugh Tracks, and I'm okay with that. Sometimes when bands do that, you're like, no, like, all these old songs I used to march hard to are fucking over. But I'm okay with it just being like Billy No Mates, Counting Worms, and Dead Ringer off of Laugh Tracks. I'm okay with it. I've hit hard for Oblivion's Peak. This is the song that got me into them, actually, that I was like, yo, who the fuck is this heavy fucking song that just fucking, it rips right out, like, it just, you know, Oblivion's Keep just rips your fucking face off, fucking kicks you in the balls, like, 20 seconds into it, and you're like, yo, this is a wild song. Then I was like, oh, okay, this is Knock Loose. Now it's time to really sit down and listen to Knock Loose. And I did see them a little bit back when they were littler at Warped Tour, and I was like, okay, yeah, I caught a little bit of Knock Loose. But after hearing Oblivion's Peak, I was like, okay, now this is time to really, like, dial them in. And then I went to go see them in L.A. with my friend Vince, with Terror, Jesus Peace, Bamachara, and, like, somebody else. And I was like, yo, and they played, like, nothing but shit off Laugh Tracks. And I knew then that band was going places. Because I was like, yo, this is unbelievably crazy. The band they've been unbelievably crazy from the jump. Moving on, you know, to where we're at now. Yeah, they only played Counting Worms, Dead Ringer, and Billy No Mates. When they play Red Signal where they did play All My Friends, I was kind of wondering why they didn't play that over here. Anyways, it's besides the point. Different Shade of Blue, Belleville, Mistakes Like Fractures is the second song they actually played of the evening. Guided by the Moon. I think that's it. Like, and then most of it is like newer shit. I don't know. How many songs did they fucking play? Oh, Permanent off of God Knows. The very first song off of A Tear in the Fabric of Life. The two Upon Lost singles. Deep in the Willow. They end with Everything is Quiet Now. And they play Deep in the Willow right before that. And now I know that, like... Everybody knows those fucking songs. And it is a fucking riot. Once again, I'm going to fucking sit here and tell you this. Moshing is a fucking wild human activity. I can't fucking put into context. I don't even fucking know. I do it. I'm 38, gonna be 39 later this year. I'm up against fucking teenagers. I'm up against 20-some-year-olds. I'm up against other pro moshers. I see cats all the time, the same dudes over and over at different shows. Like, I recognize some of them. Like, I'm up against dudes that are physically fucking in elite shape compared to me. And I mean, and it is still a fucking dog fucking fight, man. I don't know. Like, it's fucking... I could do this for another 4, 5, 6 years easily. Unless I get a fucking injury or I fucking get my jaw broken or concussed and something fucking like... But I take care of myself very well in the pits. You know... I always did. I don't know why. After you get hit in the head so many times, you fucking figure it out. But I got hit in the head today, you know, a couple times, and I got hit. People try to shove me, but I mean, I'm like, yo, I can fucking swing backwards too. Like, fuck you. Like, get the fuck off me. But there's no, you know what? There's no greater feeling for me. I'm 38. But fucking. The pit going crazy. I'm in there going crazy. And then at the end of it, it's seemingly like people don't recognize all the songs. Or they only know like some of the popular Knock Loose songs. And I'm like, yo, there's fucking sick breakdowns in literally every song they fucking have. Get the fuck. And it's like, yo, and I can literally just dominate. I'm fucking LeBron, bro. Fucking to be 40 dominating motherfuckers like. Tom Brady, I'm going to be fucking dominating these motherfuckers until I fucking decide that I literally don't want to do it anymore. When that is, who knows? But I can just fucking dominate. And I was dominating tonight. Like, yo. Like, the pits are crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, again, there was a lot of heads. Supposedly there was 5,000 capacity at the Shrine. Sold out. There is at least 200 or 300 motherfuckers just pitting at any given moment. There was like 5 or 6 different pits going on all at one time. I would be in one pit and I would be like, yo, they're fucking pushing me. And I would just end up in another one. And I'd be in that pit fucking them up. And then I'd be like, yo, I'm going to get back to the main one where I was at originally. Yeah, it's just what if, man, like, I don't have words to fucking explain that shit to anybody. Like, It's crazy. It's a crazy, marching is a crazy activity. And you get the best music to go with it. It's fucking, it's like a home run. It's like a grand slam for me. That's like, again, Sick New World was my Super Bowl. This is like a championship fight. Not quite a Super Bowl. Maybe like, I don't know. Like, the only thing I can think close to moshing is MMA fighting or boxing, football. So you combine all three, somehow you get what is fucking a mosh pit. And I know people are like, yo, dude, you just run in a circle. Like, no, I do run in circles, yes, sometimes. But have you ever physically fucking tried to fucking kick somebody's face off? Like, have you ever had somebody fucking blindly swing their fucking fist at your face? Like, you get catching strays. Like, I don't know. Anyways, I'm getting off topic here. The show was crazy. The show was crazy. Again, supposedly the Shrine holds 5,000 people. Could be 4,000. Could be 3,000. I mean, I don't know. 5,000. But it was sold out. The Shrine was sold out. And there was a lot of people. Like, a lot of people. Like, more than I fucking thought would. I mean, I no. Not more than I thought would show up, but yeah, I haven't been to a band that's on the rise like that, getting that big, and there's, you know, like, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's crazy to see Knock Loose's upper, and they deserve it, because I tell you right now, the old metalhead in me, the old hardcore, you know, underground scene dude that I've always been a part of, is telling me that Knock Loose is the best band, just period, right now. They might not be my favorite band of all time. It's harder to take out the Acacia Strain and Bleeding Through, because I've been rocking with them cats more than 20 years. But Knock Loose is probably getting there. They're getting close to being like one of my favorite bands, and they're not doing no wrong. They could have easily pussied out like Code Orange, and I would have had to fucking stop listening to them. Code Orange was good, and then they fucking turned to shit. There ain't nobody fucking listening to Code Orange, and that's what them bitches get for doing that stupid shit. Fuck that band. I don't want to hear. I remember when people were talking about Code Orange and Knock Loose, like they're like the same fucking band. Like, no, they're not. It's not even close anymore. Code Orange is shit. I thought, like, they fucking fell way off. Who the fuck knows what their future is, but whoever is in charge of that band deserves a fucking rock to the head, because they're dumb as hell for fucking doing the dumb shit they're doing. Anyways, Knock Loose on the rise. Who knows where they land? Who knows where their peak is? Maybe they're the next Hatebreed. Maybe they're the next fucking, I don't know. I think they need a couple of things to happen to reach mega status. Because right now, only metal people know about them. There's no, I mean, I don't know how to, I honestly don't think they need a radio song. Because radio's dead anyways, but they need a viral. And I know Counting Worms is kind of viral. But they need to go viral on a fucking national scale. Like, I don't know what needs to happen. Maybe this tour, maybe they'll just fucking, maybe Brian Garris will fucking fight Corey Terry for me. Who knows? I don't know. I'd love to see that fucking on the national media. I'd love to see Knock Loose fucking fight Slipknot. Like, they get into a brawl and it'd be all over the news. That would be fucking dope. Because I would be like, yes, the torch has now officially been passed. This band is the biggest band on this planet, and nobody can contain them anymore. That would be the cherry on the cake. And then I could see them at San Bernardino instead of fucking anywhere else, and they can do some big ass fucking hardcore fest in fucking DeVore, of all places. Bring back the fucking. And it's not just that they're fucking hardcore, it's bring back. They, you know what? Fucking heavy metal needs to bring that shit back too. Why are all the fucking metal bands fucking sloppy as fuck? Why the fuck did the fucking metal bands accepting fucking Sleep Token and all these other fucking bands? Fuck, fuck heavy metal for doing that dumb shit. It goes up, the shit rolls uphill. It comes from the top. You know who the top is. I don't have to say it again. But fuck all that, man. There's nothing more I would love to see than fucking Knock Loose and fucking like late September DeVore with like 50,000 motherfuckers just fucking chanting Counting Worms. That'd be fucking crazy. Anyways, back to the show. So, yeah, ending on Everything Is Quiet Now. I went ham, man. It was wild, that Sick New World. But I already knew what was coming. I already knew what was coming. I was like, yes, let's fucking open this fucking wall of death. And I didn't even wait. I just fucking charged the other side. I said, fuck them. And I crowd killed. Fight me, motherfucker. That's what Knock Loose wanted. That's what they got. It was an insane riot. At the end of Everything Is Quiet Now is an insane way to end a fucking show. Again, Deep in the Wood. I mean, those are two dastardly songs. If I can sit and reflect on it. And you know that part where it's like, Knock Loose, motherfucker. That is so fucking brilliant. I fucking love going back to my Bleeding Through days. Revenge I Seek. One of the most, I don't know, it's the raw, it's fucking raw. I had that shit tattooed on my arm. It's fucking raw. That's what fucking people want out of fucking me. Give it to me fucking raw. Yeah, I hate when bands cut out the hard cussing. Like, fuck you. Fuck the radio. They can fucking edit that shit. Fuck Spotify. Fuck all that shit. Give me the fucking... Call somebody a fucking bitch. That's exactly why I'm going to this Kendrick and Drake shit. Kendrick held no fucking punches. He fucking murdered Drake. I've been listening to Not Like Us on repeat, like, too. Like, I mean, the motherfucker made a single, and one of the fucking lyrics is Certified Lover Boy, Certified Pedophiles. Yo, you don't get no fucking wilder than that. That's a fucking wild statement aimed at fucking Drake. It is crazy. Kendrick, he's got the number one song in the planet. Streaming it hundreds of millions of times. And literally every other word is fuck you and fuck him up. I mean, you just look at the lyrics of the song and just understand that that's crazy. Why does metal pussy around and take that shit out when the band is trying to go commercial? Fuck you. Put that shit back in. I want to hear somebody call you a motherfucker fucking bitch. That's what I want. Those are my fucking lyrics I want. I've always wanted them. You know, Korn, if you go back to Faggot Days, you know, suck my dick and fucking like it. Like, that's one of the greatest lines ever in a fucking song ever. Like, just give it to me. Like, well, what the fuck? Don't be a bitch. Fucking start making these clean radio songs. Fuck you. Fuck your world. Don't do that shit. And it's, again, Knock Loose has fucking merch. KLMF. Like, dog, I love that they leaned into it. There's nothing greater than that. And all the kudos to Knock Loose for, I mean, they've made it this far without selling out. Maybe 20 years down the road, if they want to make a fucking
emo album or something, okay. But if they give it to me raw, they give it to me straight, they continue to be the fucking heaviest band on the planet, I see nothing but fucking, the sky's the limit. They're unstoppable. It's just what it is. I got my money's worth out of it. I beat the fuck up out of everybody. My hand hurts because I was hitting everybody like left and right. And, you know, that's just what it is. It's like, yo, I'm not beat up, but I was beating people up, and that was crazy because it's because I teed off. I knew I knew they were going to open with Blinding Faith. So I was ready for it. I probably listened to Blinding Faith because it was a single now. I probably listened to it well over like 50 or 60 times. When it first dropped, I had it on repeat for like days. And I've listened to the fucking album like several times through. You got that. And then since the single dropped, since I went to Sick New World, because it's like, okay, they did, before I went to Sick New World, they dropped Suffocate, and they dropped this song right after it. I think it's Do You Hate Me Now or whatever. I don't know what the name of the song is, but those two came right before Sick New World. Blinding Faith has been, and I've been like, I was like, yo, and then I knew they opened with it. I was like, all right, it's fucking time. Game time, motherfucker. And it's just what it is, man. The fucking show was, Knock Loose was great. Show Me the Body was wild. Speed, Hardcore, Loathe, eh. Overall, the show was, it was a really good show. Overall, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Again, I got my money's worth, and I can still do it, man. Fucking, this old man ain't ready yet. Father Time hasn't caught up to me yet. I don't fucking huff and puff after two songs, and I can't do it no more. I went hard the entire Knock Loose set from start to end. Because I knew it was coming, and I already had a sample of it at Sick New World. I want to run it back. Give me like 3 days, I can run it back. I don't know, like, they're not playing anytime soon, but I'd like to run it back. But that's it for this episode. I'm going to get this posted up right now. And then I don't have any concerts coming the rest of the month, I don't think, until June. So hang tight, guys. Or, you know, catch you on the next one. Laters.